This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. It's January the 2nd, and we thank you for listening to 2026, by the way. 2026. We go back to Texas, where Carl's on the line, and Carl's already answered. So Carl has a question, a trivia question for us. Go ahead, Brother Carl.
All right. Well, I recently came across this tidbit. We have a way we honor our veterans, our warriors, when they pass, with a 21-gun salute. What is the significance of 21 guns?
Ed's going to know.
No.
Military history.
No, I don't. I don't know this. I mean, unless it has something to do with seven times
JJ and I are
three, some kind of biblical thing. God's perfect number times the Trinity or something. I don't know.
You think that would make its way into the military? I was thinking stripes or something about the flag or about taps, tie all that in together. Hey, obviously we don't know. Carl, what's the answer?
1776. If you add those digits together, you'll get 21.
Wow.
Huh.
I like that.
Okay, now is that how they decided it, or I mean that is officially how they decided?
I didn't find much info on it, but 1776 added together, you get 21. So 21 guns. I don't know. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, they had to have a reason. So why not do it like this? Somebody came up with that's good. Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Congratulations again on winning the cap. And before you go, I'm going to hold my coffee cup up and give you the other listeners a New Year's toast. May your troubles last as long as your New Year's resolutions.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Carl. And talking about the new year, JJ, what's your schedule like? You got something coming up? I know you must be starting off with a bang.
I do, just in a couple of weeks. Thank you for asking. I'm going to be in Philadelphia, Mississippi, Saturday night, January the 17th. This is wonderful. There's the Refuge. It's a special needs day program. People with autism, Down syndrome, that's really near and dear to my heart. Cerebral palsy. There's a ministry there called the Refuge, and they have a special needs day program. And they're having a banquet, a fundraising banquet on January the 17th, Philadelphia, Mississippi. I've got a little info on JJ Jasper Official on Facebook, JJ Jasper Official on Facebook. But the cutoff for the caterer is just a few days away. So if you're interested.
What's wrong with the caterer?
Oh, you got to know how many people are going to be there.
Cut her off?
No, you know, you have to have a head count.
Huh?
Yeah, you can't.
A head count? What kind of man is this?
hey, in all seriousness, you can go to JJ Jasper Official on Facebook, Philadelphia, Mississippi. Pray for this very important fundraiser. Saturday night, January the 17th, and then February the 7th, I'll be in Elyria, Kansas, for a fundraiser for their Christian school, outstanding Christian school. Our friends, Russ and Lori, their kids went to school there, and we got so many friends there in Inman and Hutch and all through there in Kansas, so I can't wait to go. And I got to check on some of my real estate and check
right.
in with my
as often as you've been to Kansas.
Campaign headquarters, Tim says.
All right, go. Let's reset our questions for the last time.
Okay.
For the last time. All right. I've got three questions remaining. Now I'm starting to see the wisdom of Tim's process here.
Save them for a rainy day.
Saving them for a rain. There's always tomorrow. It's always a day away. All right. What basketball player is on the NBA logo, the silhouette of this basketball player? Second question, and I'll give a hint on this because this seems to be people are struggling with this, maybe. Han Solo is a famous character from the Star Wars universe, but what TV character from a 1960s spy drama also had the last name Solo? The name of the program was Man from U.N.C.L.E., The Man from U.N.C.L.E. And then third question, in the NFL, to what city did the original Cleveland Browns team move in 1996?
Good That's question. A lot of people thinking about sports with these great games over New Year's. Here's what I've got. Oh, first, back to the what is scored by the APGAR score. Mm-hmm. I should be a little embarrassed having seven children, but I did hear bilirubin, jaundice, and apparently I've heard APGAR score, but I just didn't play. Imagine a husband not paying close enough attention to the conversation.
That bilirubin, that's a pretty good sandwich. It's got corned beef and.
But it wasn't Elvis's favorite sandwich.
No, it was not. Let me get to my question. So here's what I got: Bible question. Who joined up with the Ethiopian high ranking official? Joined him in his chariot.
Yeah.
Helped him understand Scripture, led him to faith, and he was baptized. Who joined the Ethiopian eunuch? And Bible question. Second question, name the pilot who broke the sound barrier in 1947, famous aviator. Then I'll add one. Mm-hmm. What type of food is Limburger? What type of food is Limburger?
My two questions, what's the hardest natural substance on Earth? This is very well known, and it's very, very valuable. Number two, what was Elvis Presley's favorite sandwich? You baby boomers should know the answer to that. What was Elvis Presley's favorite sandwich? So there you go. Back to the phones, Ed.
By the way, Limburger, that reminds me of the famous talk show host who kind of really made, talk radio.
Yes,
with
before
politics.
That he was an aviator.
Yeah.
And he flew across the ocean for the first
Rush
time.
Rush Limburger, is that who you're talking about?
Rush Limburger.
You might want to go back and look at that again.
Okay, Ed. I'll do that as soon as JJ has his hearing checked. I'll get my eyes checked.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go to Louisiana. And Flynn. Flynn is on
That's
the line.
That's a good name.
That is a cool name. Flynn, welcome to Trivia Friday. All right, Flynn.
As soon as you do that, in 7 seconds, listen, do you say that? So there's no point.
It's a cool, name, but you may want to turn your radio down because.
Did it anyway.
Okay. All right, Flynn, welcome to the program.
I guess.
Flynn, you there? We're giving you all kinds of compliments, but you're not living up to it, brother.
Yeah, we're getting feedback. You have to step away from your radio there.
And turn your phone off mute if you're. Phone is on mute. All right, Flynn, we're going to put you on hold. Flynn.
It's Flynn, right?
Flynn.
Flynn,
yeah.
Flam.
Or sorry, my accent came in. Flynn. Hey, Flynn.
All right, here's the situation. Flynn called in, and we couldn't get him on the radio, right? So we're going to put him on hold.
Yes.
And try to redo this. With him, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're
going to get him back.
We're going to come back to Flynn in just a moment.
We could hear him, but we could. That was weird because
we could hear the radio.
We could hear the
We
delay.
Could hear ourselves.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Right.
Right.
Right. All right. I wasn't sure what the scientific
process
Houston,
we've got a problem. We're going to go through NASA, and we'll be able to rejoin with him.
Yeah.
He's tethered somewhere, and we're not sure, but we're going to bring him out.
All right. Let's go to Texas instead.
Tethered.
And Daniel is on the line. Daniel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be on.
Howdy, Daniel. What part of Texas?
Howdy, right here in Houston.
Oh,
right
yeah. Oh, yeah. City. Yeah.
Like the Conroe area or Houston proper?
Well, I work in Houston proper, but I live up northeast, kind of around the Humble area, Kingwood, New Caney.
Yep. Okay,
good,
gotcha.
Good.
Those little spots.
Well, appreciate you calling in there, Daniel. You ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
Who broke the sound barrier?
All right, here's the question. Name the pilot who broke the sound barrier in 1947.
Got to be Chuck Yeager?
Yes, sir.
Chuck Yeager.
Chuck Yeager. Two quick things. We named our dog after Chuck Yeager. And
what was your dog's
Yeager?
Name?
That's his name.
Not Chuck?
No, Yeager.
Okay.
And
we named ours Wagon.
So what, y'all, Wagon,
Chuck
did you
Wagon.
Really? Oh, Chuck Wagon. And then I was going back listening to some shows from past, putting together the hilarious highlights back during the fall. Somebody was asking why was Chuck Yeager not selected as an astronaut. And I just happened to know that and threw that out. all these, they use test pilots. This is a brand new program. Who's an astronaut? We've never done this before. So they went to test pilots, and all these test pilots, they trained them, made them astronauts. The best test pilot was Chuck Yeager. He mentored and taught a lot of these guys. They did not select him only for one reason. He didn't have a college degree.
Really?
They said, you have to have a college degree. You have to be a test pilot. And even his contemporaries were going, he's a better pilot than us. He's the one that taught us. I'm like, too late. This is our requirement, you know, our prerequisite. It's etched in stone. And he kind of took that personal and wasn't real happy about that throughout his life. He was real classy about it, but he broke the sound barrier. Again, he taught these guys.
If he was born today, he could just use Phoenix University. You know what I'm saying? Do that in about 2 months, be done with it.
There's your college degree.
You never fail to... you got a lot of that information right there from the Learing Center, because you don't even have to get all your letters right. You can just pay somebody off or get a federal government grant. Say, where'd you go? I went to the Learing Center. Hand me my diploma.
That's the federal government in action right there.
It doesn't really make sense,
but we're doing it anyway.
Yeah, my right hand not knowing what my left. Well, when does that stop us? Hey, sorry, Daniel. We kind of got off on a rabbit trail. Yes, sir, Chuck Yeager. Do you like aviation stuff?
Yes, sir. I was kind of big into it as a kid.
Good. Well, what's your question for us?
Well, I thought about a serious one, but I thought this one might be more fun. Barney Fife rented a room. Can you tell me from who he rented that room?
Ed's going to know.
My goodness. Mrs. Mendelbright.
That's it.
What in the world? How do you have that a name like that board in your head?
I couldn't pick the right drawer and the right file. I almost couldn't remember that. But
what's your name?
Mrs. Mendelbright.
How long did he stay there?
What's the backstory? Do you want to tell it, Daniel, or do you want Ed to tell it?
Let Daniel.
Daniel, tell us the backstory.
It's a backstory to Andy Griffin.
I just remember it from some of the earlier episodes, and there's one where he kind of gets kicked out for cooking in his room.
Yes, that's hilarious.
And then Mr. Mendelbright kind of takes in a boarder, and he ends up being one of these, he writes the old women and kind of romance scams them and takes off with their money, but Barney Fife saves the day.
Yes, he does.
So Barney's got a little Kramer thing going on, cooking in his room and being a little eccentric or something.
A little hot plate, and he leaves a can of chili on. Anyway, it's hilarious. It's very, very funny.
What's her name again?
Mrs. Mendelbright.
Look, if you're expecting, you're looking for the name for a little sweet girl, Mendelbright. It'll just, nobody will steal it. They'll be the only little Mendelbright. Right, sitting there in the kindergarten class. Everybody else is going to be named Chloe
Who
or Courtney.
Who can answer this? Okay, you, Mendelbright.
Yeah, just think about it. You don't have to answer today.
All right, hey, that is a great question, Daniel. I always love a Andy Griffith reference.
You and
even
Brother
though
Bird.
I can't always remember the
answer. Well, you did it, man. You that was wonderful. You scored high on the APGAR score with that one.
All right, Daniel, God bless you. Have a great week, great day, and a great 2026. All right, let's go to Illinois, and Larry is on the line. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Greetings, professors.
Howdy, Larry.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Where are you calling from in Illinois?
Southern Illinois. Right now, I'm near Pinckneyville.
Okay. Is that near Carbondale or Mount Vernon?
Yeah, very near Carbondale.
Oh, okay. Good. That's good country. Hey, Larry, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
The Bible question.
Here's the question. Who joined the Ethiopian eunuch, a high-ranking official in his chariot, reading scripture? This person helped him understand what he was reading, led him to faith, and he was baptized. Name the person that joined that Ethiopian.
Philip the Evangelist.
Philip the Evangelist. Acts 8, 26 through 40. All kinds of layers in there that are good. He's reading scripture, but he's like, hey, you know, what are you reading? I'm not sure. I wish I had somebody explain it to me. Well, I can. And he started explaining the Messiah and Christ, and then he got up in his... And then when he led him to faith, if you will, and said about being baptized. Well, here's some water right here. What's to prevent me from being baptized? You talk about putting action to your belief and all of the rest. And so, and I think the Holy Spirit or an angel, you know, told Philip, you know, took him up and took him over to where that fellow was in his chariot. But a lot of layers of of blessing and faith in that story. Hey, Larry, thanks for knowing the word. Are you going to try to read your Bible every day this year in 2026?
I am. I've been on a Bible reading plan for years. I try to read through it every year. I sometimes miss a few days, but, hey, I'm on track this year. This is only day two.
That's right. I think we all are, and I really want to urge you listening, if you've never got on a Bible plan, for many years I did the one-year Bible. Now the last 3 years, the Daily Walk Bible, and the accountability is there. It just gives you a way to start your day with the right attitude, trusting the Lord. And it's not legalism, but it's just accountability. And you get in the Word, you get the Word in you. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word. And so you just really do get boldness and strength and joy and all of it. God will lead, guide, and direct you if you'll spend time to read your Bible. Larry, what's your question for us?
All right. What was the name of the Philistine king killed by Ehud, the left-handed judge, in the book of Judges?
Now, is this the one where he ran that knife up through and he was really overweight?
Mm. What?
It's a great moment in Scripture, Tim.
It swallowed up
the
knife.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, even the hilt of the sword was covered.
You know this is a family show, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, it is the Bible, but are we on the right track?
There's a lot of things.
Larry?
Right track, yeah.
But you're asking, you want to know who the king's name was?
Yes.
And the fella, after after the assassination, he closed the doors there, and his attendants out there, when they kind of checked it, well, the door's closed, so he must be you know, needing some privacy. And he shimmied on down the gutter, shimmied on down the downspout, and got out of Dodge and got
Jimmy
plenty of
down
distance.
What now?
Jimmy's right there in the Bible. In one translation,
shimmied down the gutter?
Shimmied down the downspout.
Sound like a spider.
And a spider came out. Yeah.
Okay.
We're looking to you, Pastor.
No, I can't. I remember the story because that's pretty cool about the hilt of the sword. I'll say no more, Tim, on that. But I cannot remember the name of the Philistine king.
All right.
You got us, Larry.
That makes us want to study to show thyself approved workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So that's one more reason for us to study a little more closely this year. What's the name of the king, Larry?
Eglon.
And there's your another name if you got a little baby boy.
Well, there's an Air Force base on the coast. Also.
I got one more thing for JJ.
Sir?
January 17th is a Saturday, not a Friday.
Are you serious? Man, you just saved me from showing up at the wrong spot on the wrong day. Well, I'm glad you said that. I was looking at my 2025. What is it?
I said, we have a senior adult outing on January 16th, and my pastor told me that was a Friday. My pastor wouldn't lie to me.
I'm glad you said that.
That's good.
Boy, you better. No kidding. I would have missed it and got up on Saturday to start heading to Philadelphia, Mississippi. So good. Well, yeah.
Do the people that invited you listen to this show?
I think they do.
Do they?
I'm gonna guess.
But they probably trying to contact you. Right
oh
now.
Yeah, I'm gonna have some voice voicemail.
They're saying you got the wrong date.
Yeah, day late and a dollar short. Yeah, I've been called that for many years. Anybody ever heard that before?
Day late and a dollar short.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Happy New Year, Larry. May your troubles last as long as your New Year's resolutions.
So that's your first mistake of the year, isn't it, JJ? January 2nd. But you lasted a day.
JJ implied that I should be ashamed that I remembered Mrs. Mendelbright's name, but couldn't remember Eglon.
Okay. Is it Eglog? Is that because I drank a lot of that over Christmas? If it's the same thing I'm thinking about.
No alcohol, right?
Alcohol. But about 100,000 calories per slug.
You ever see? You ever look at that?
I don't want to look at it.
Yeah.
What you mean, the calories?
I feel like
calories and eggnog. I remember this is way back, because we always had eggnog when we put the tree up when I was a kid. And I don't know how many years after Diane and I were married, we were getting ready to, it was Christmas, put up the tree.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, I'm going to go get some eggnog. And I looked at the calories on that, and I don't know, it's like 600 calories per cup or
it's
something.
It's a lot. Probably more than that.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I don't want to know the answer to. That's the calories on the Petridge Farm. What do you call it?
Pepperidge Farms?
Pepperidge Farms butter cookies.
Oh.
Because I ate a half a bag last night. And I should have put them away, but I kept trying to give them to other people in the family. We were watching the ball game.
Right, right.
And I gave them to my wife, Allison, you know, because she had brought them over to my daughter's house where we went. And I said, here, you want these? No, I brought them over here to give them away, so to get them away from her.
Oh, right.
So she too, had fallen to temptation, and but I ate half a bag of those things. I don't even want to know.
And she brought them. She brought them to you.
She brought them. And yes, so she's really the cause.
Well, I was going to say, since we're doing a lot of Old Testament, New Testament,
right?
I think it's clear to everybody listening. Right. She's going to need a millstone tied around her neck. I mean, if we're just staying.
The Petridge Farm butter cookies. I would just say to people, I would give them a warning: don't get started. Don't even eat the.
And
first
if you
one.
Do get started, don't look.
No,
don't look at the calories.
Give them. Take you two, and then give them to somebody else, and tell them to leave. Okay, because you don't
take the contraband.
Please take these.
And go.
All right, we got time for one more call.
Let's do it.
All right, we go to Iowa, and Tom is on the line. Tom, welcome to Trivia Friday. We are running out of time here, so we're going to have to speed this up a little bit. But welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll just ask since we're running out of time, because I was going to answer the Bible question, but that's taken. So I have another Bible question, and you probably know it, but who was King David's great-grandmother?
His great-grandmother was, guys, it was Ruth or Naomi. It's going to be Ruth or Naomi.
Great-grandmother. All right, so it
let's
would
see,
be
Boaz, it was...
married Ruth, right?
Oh, the answer is Ruth.
Correct.
Where'd he go?
Well, and to add something to that, Tom, because a lot of people don't do read a lot of the commentaries. This is kind of harsh sounding, but Boaz was a ruthless man before he got married. When he was single, he was ruthless.
Wow.
You hear what I'm saying there?
Oh, we've heard it.
He was ruthless, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Tom, we're sorry to rush you, brother, but thank you so much for calling from Iowa today. And everybody who's called in, we're just about out of time on Trivia Friday. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. Let's answer our questions, guys.
All right.
Heretofore gone unanswered.
Hey, heretofore. First of the year.
Use the word heretofore.
All right, what basketball player is on the NBA logo? Tim, I know you know this one.
Michael Jordan.
And Michael Jordan prior to that was Jerry West.
Jerry West.
Was it really?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think Michael Jordan's today, but Jerry West is, yeah.
I'm going. All right, Napoleon Solo was the character from The Man of U.N.C.L.E. who also had the last name Solo. And in 1996, the original Cleveland Browns team moved to Baltimore, became the Baltimore Ravens.
You guys know this. You can both blurt it out. What type of food is Limburger?
It's cheese.
Yes, sir.
Stinky cheese.
What's the hardest natural substance on Earth? The answer is?
Got to be a diamond.
A diamond. A diamond is the, and it's very valuable, as I said, diamonds are. What was Elvis Presley's favorite sandwich?
Peanut butter and banana.
Banana.
You got it, JJ.
Now, my wife likes banana and mayonnaise sandwiches. That always sounded disgusting.
It is disgusting, but I'm not going to judge
her. I told her that.
All right, we'll be back. Have a great weekend, everybody.